Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. I was just reading from Dr. Bob's book about Don't Worry, Be Happy. I love this. It's 1 minute a day to healthier you. And it says in here that a common deficiency in Americans is complex vitamin B. It's not easy to get it. However, if you look in whole grains, lamb, nuts, eggs, beans, brown rice, those are great sources for vitamin B, complex vitamin B. And I know this, vitamin B is very, very helpful to deal with stress. So yes, of course, we want the Word of God to be ground zero, but we also want to use godly wisdom in how we live our daily life and the foods that we eat. So if you need wisdom in your life, get on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would give you wisdom. James says that if anybody lacks wisdom, ask. And ask with faith, because God will give it to us abundantly. So we want to be a part of you asking. Get on the phone, get on the website, and God will give you wisdom and help you to live wise and healthy lifestyles. So today we have with us Mom Dr. Bob. Yay!
Hey, thank you
He's
for having
He's the
me.
Best.
We're so glad
thank
you're
you,
here.
Thank you, thank
He's
you.
The best.
You always come with cool stuff. I mean, we got the whole, I'm going to assume this is the spine thing, and then we got all these nice props. What are we looking at?
You know, I would like to go back to the B vitamins, because a lot of individuals watching us right now have a B vitamin need. And a common body signal for a need for B vitamins is if you cry easily. People who cry easily tend to need B vitamins. They usually have sore muscles after exercise because it's a buildup of what we call lactic acid. And they enjoy this to hear this during the winter, but not during the summer. Mosquitoes tend to like people who don't have enough B vitamins. So if you're out in the wilderness and you're hearing this, if I'm with somebody and I'm hearing this flap, 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 no. I know, I don't say anything to them because they get tired of listening to Dr. Bob. They need B vitamins. But what I really know is that they have their hand in the cookie jar, because I know sugar takes B vitamins out of the body.
Wow.
Yeah, every choice has consequences, and some choices have collateral damage, and some choices build. So I brought an array of different products today, and I want to preface this by the fact that way back in the 1980s, I was driving along, and I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm having these patients that are coming into my office. They have chronic left neck and mid-back pain. So what's up? And he said, go to your embryology book. So in 1974, that was a long time ago, I took an embryology class. And what I learned, and I'm passing this tip, this is straight from the mouth of God, that the embryology is the pancreas starts right here in your left neck and mid-back. So your pancreas starts here embryologically, and it moves to right here. So your pancreas starts here, and it moves here. But it gets its electricity from that upper left neck and mid-back. So what I figured was people who ate sweet items or items that compromised the pancreas had left neck and mid-back pain. So I started asking questions. You know, people would leave my office on a Friday, they feel good. The next thing since sliced bread was Dr. Bob, yada, yada, yada. And then they'd go and have ice cream, or they'd go to a wedding, and they'd have the little candy-coated almonds and the wedding cake and whatever, and they came in and they were having left neck and mid-back. I asked questions, and sure enough, it was foods that compromised pancreas function. Sugar, yogurt, pineapple, bananas, raisins, and grapes. And I wanted to pass it on to all of you, because there are drug companies telling you right now that your left neck and mid-back pain is due to a drug deficiency. I am being funny, by the way. But it's really something that you're choosing. There's answers for everything. You just have to have the right person to ask the question to. So that was a huge little bonus.
And we get sugar in our lives, but we get it in a lot of different ways.
Everywhere.
So give us some ideas here with some of these different things we see.
Well, I can tell you right now, I don't even use ketchup anymore, because unfortunately, all ketchups have either evaporated cane juice, because you have to watch, sugar is hidden. Evaporated cane juice, Florida crystals, they might go be as bold to say sugar. So read labels. I'm not telling you not to eat any of these foods, but I want you to be aware that sugar is in that for sure. And I want, you know, it's some of these just simple snacks. And I'm not beating anybody up, but these cause issues. These compromise immune system function. I've had people come into my office with acne rosacea and start asking them questions, and it always leads back to they have an abundance of sugar in their life. I've had people have chronic immune system functions, constant antibiotics, large pores on their face because sugar takes zinc out of the body. If you crave sugar, and people love sugar, it's usually a mineral deficiency. We supplement our patients with chromium. Chromium is a mineral that helps take away the craving for sugar. Get the sugar out of your house. That'll go a step in the right direction.
Wow.
That is so interesting.
Yep.
Because we are a nation of sweets, but we're not getting sweet results.
No, we are having some major challenges. So what I have in my hand here is this is a red blood cell. A red blood cell lives about 120 days in the body. Well, the sugar on a red blood cell is for about 120 days. The test is called an A1C or an HA1C. And I have that test done every June. And the reason I have it done is because my health insurance would go up if I wasn't within normal. And many people have never heard of the HA1C. But the HA1C is a marker for me for blood sugar stress in a person's body. So I would encourage everybody, have an HA1C done every year or every 2 years, just to make sure that your blood sugar is under control. And you know, I have the maple syrup here. There's a lot of different varieties of maple syrup. This has high fructose corn syrup in it. Most high fructose corn syrup comes from genetically altered or hybridized corn, which could be an issue. I know there's a big debate about that in America, but trust me, I've been doing this for almost 40 years. It can be an issue. High fructose corn syrup depletes a hormone in your body called leptin. Leptin is the hormone that tells you that you are full. It increases a hormone in your body called ghrelin. And do not ask me where they come up with these names, by the way. Leptin tells you you're full. Ghrelin tells you you're hungry. So many of these franchise restaurants will use high fructose corn syrup. So when you're done eating, you're hungry and you want to eat more. And one last thought. This has nothing to do with sugar, but I know that people like to brush their teeth. And I know that people have a lot of issues with chemicals. So this happens to be the toothpaste that I use. And I had a young girl that came into our office that had facial acne that wasn't going away. And we helped 80% of it with a lot of different items. But I just wanted to have everybody know, be aware what's in your toothpaste, because you could be sensitive to the chemicals that are in your toothpaste. I think the biggest epidemic, and we've talked about so many different topics over the years with you guys, it's been awesome, is that we live in a very toxic environment. So just be aware of what you're putting on your body. And lastly, if you're gonna eat sugar, this is gonna sound really wild, eat organic sugar. Because guess what they do to sugar cane? They spray it with chemicals, because you know why? The Lord's trying to help us. He's sending bugs to kill the sugar cane so we don't eat it. And what do? We spray it with a chemical with a 55-gallon drum that has skull and crossbones on it. So you're putting chemicals in your body from basically every direction. This is Pear Sweet. I'm going to give you a little treat right now that we use. And you could go to YouTube and you could type in Debbie DeMaria, my wife, rice cereal treat. Is you can get rice cereal, some almond butter, 2 cups of almond butter, a half a cup of that Pear Sweet or Fruit Sweet, and put it in a saucepan and warm it up and pour it over some healthy organic rice cereal and mix it together and put it in a glass baking dish and put it in the freezer and freeze it, and you have healthy rice cereal treats. So it's almond butter, Pear Sweet, and butter.
That's amazing.
Now, do you tell us some of these wonderful things that you eat in here?
This book is loaded and has been updated with current information that'll make a difference in people's lives.
So this helps you make right choices, not only what's wrong, but the positive side. Mm-hmm. And this does too.
That gives an abbreviated version of what you need for those people that are on the go.
Sure.
And those of you who are watching, you need both of them. And you should really call in and get them or get on our website. You know, so many times we buy things that are entertaining, and I'm not against that, but to buy something that's going to build your body and keep you healthy or get you out of wrong habits, I'm for this 1,000%. I know how this works because I've been working it all these years.
No, you look great.
And at 82 and a half, I'm more active than I've ever been. But I'm telling you, it's not an accident.
No.
It's a plan. And really, it's a divine plan. Please call in and please get them for friends. Because you have friends who are killing themselves with their mouth. Right? Right.
You know, I'm going to ask you too, because some of the popular things, you know, you hear about stevia. That's popular. You also hear about the agave nectar. That's popular. And people are using them as alternative sweeteners, if you will. What's your thinking on that?
Well, you can grow stevia. I did not say truvia. You can grow stevia in your backyard. It's a perennial. It grows to be about 18 inches. You can harvest the leaves. Very simple. Pluck the leaves. And you could put them in your oven on a baking dish and put the oven to about 200 degrees. And then you could let them get dry, dry them yourself, and put them in your food processor or your coffee grinder and make them into a powder. And you can sprinkle it on any of your foods or your beverages. I don't really promote agave because you're still having to contend with blood sugar stress. And you want, if you're going to get agave, you always want to get organic because you never know where it's sourced from. And I know that sugar raises you up and down. And I know that we are so obsessed with energy today. And these energy drinks are compromising function. So you don't want your system compromised. This is about steady as they go. You don't want spurts of high and low because our bodies are not designed for highs and lows. It's steady as they go.
Yep. So hop on the phone, get on the website, make sure you grab a couple of these, Dr. Bob's Guide to Optimal Health, really, really helpful. And then also 1 minute a day to a healthier you. You really need these, and they're great. I love this one because it's small and it's great for on the go, but helps you to think in a more steady mindset rather than, like Dr. Bob just said, ups and downs and large spikes. We'll be right back.
Are you caught in a tug of war between pursuing a healthier lifestyle and settling for average? Did you know that you can build a better you by making a series of simple daily choices? Today, for a gift of $40 or more, you'll receive an updated edition of Dr. Bob Demaria's Guide to Optimal Health. In this book, you'll learn 365 easy ways to change your diet, improve your sleep, and enhance your exercise. Secrets to preventing and dealing with diabetes, cancer, IBS, gallstones, menopause, headaches, and more. You'll also receive Dr. Bob's brand new 1 minute a day to a healthier you daily devotional. In these 1 minute daily devotionals, Dr. Bob offers bite-sized scriptural insights on how to improve your health and transform your life and empower you to make necessary improvements to be a good steward of the body God has given you. You'll also receive Marilyn and Sarah's new CD, A New You. Learn to release the person of peace, power, prosperity, and purpose that you were reborn to be. God wants you healthy, spirit, soul, and body. Call or click today.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
You know, you need to get practical with your life. I do too. Things like holding your head up, putting your shoulders back, walking, doing those things. You know, we want to have good health because good health will make us happy. And that's why I'm so delighted this program, it doesn't just talk about it. It gives you the way that it works. So watch this very carefully because Dr. Bob, you told me a little bit about what you're going to share in this and it's outstanding.
Well, it's kind of interesting because this is a piston. This is an actual piston that's in a vehicle and these go up and down and they go to a shaft that allow your vehicle to go forward. Well, this is impacted by a spark plug, which the spark plug ignites gasoline, which causes an explosion for this to move. That's basic physiology. But in the human body, spark plugs are analogous to minerals. So minerals act as the spark plug in your body. So a variety of these foods today, it's like, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. I know it's an old cliche, but it doesn't change even over time. And I have a variety of foods that are promote health and a variety of foods that might deter from your health. And something that's interesting, we talk about this in the book and it's quite common. It's something called BPA. BPA stands for bisphenol A, which is a resin. And this has a chemical in it that has estrogen in it. So estrogen is a part of one of the many issues that we're dealing with because of toxicity today. So estrogen can be an issue. But I really want to help your viewing audience because I know...
Real quick. So in tin cans, that BPA is in the tin cans. So when we eat a lot of canned vegetables, that's what you're telling us.
That's exactly what... I'm thinking that in my head, so thank you for... Let's bring it back down to the planet. So what happens is they put food into the can, they seal it, then they heat it high temperatures, and the chemical goes into the food. So you want BPA-free, and that's where the new cartons that you're seeing that are BPA-free. And if you use a water bottle, you prefer to use a glass water bottle and or a stainless steel water bottle, then taking it to the next level because foods today in America have labels on them. So this is really important. I want you to really think about what I'm saying right now. The number 9 on the front of the label means that that item is organic. If you see an item that says number 8 on it, it's been genetically played around with. It's been genetically altered. Mm. All other numbers are considered conventional or standard. That means they could have been sprayed or had some kind of chemical applied to them. And if you're going to eat a strawberry, which we don't really promote a lot of fruits, you want organic strawberries because they're sprayed. What we, the three foods, fruits, I primarily eat a half a red apple every day. And an apple, as you know, will lower your cholesterol up to 13%. But over time, and just doing my own research, these are probably the three best fruits. It's a pear, plum, and an apple. These three fruits will do the less amount of increasing stress to a gland in your body called the adrenal gland. These are not the sweetest of fruits. These still will provide nutrition. They're going to give you the spark plug. So if you're going to choose between pineapple or pears, plums, and apple, you go with a pear, plum, and an apple. You stay away from sweet fruits. I have had people come into our practice, have chronic inflammation in their body, and find out that they are fruitarians. They love and they eat fruit. They put it in their smoothies. I'm not saying fruit is bad, but they live on fruit.
Right. And you got to have some balance in your life.
And what is the orange there? And
well, that's one of the other little nuggets I wanted to share with everybody.
Yes, please.
So these are citrus. I encourage people, and this is the very first tip that's in Dr. Bob's Guide to Optimal Health. And the very first one is about water, putting a wedge of lemon in your water. Because the Holy Spirit hovered over the water, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it was darkness. So water is critically important. Water was that very first part in the Word. A wedge of lemon, 4 to 6 ounces of warm water. Drink the water, eat the pulp of the lemon. It promotes liver health. It promotes liver function. This is an orange. I have nothing against oranges. I would not drink orange juice that's been concentrated because concentrated orange juice has been heated. If you're going to consume an orange, you really want to live in a sunny state. You have an orange tree in your yard. You put horse manure on it or some kind of natural fertilizer. You pluck the orange, you peel it, you eat it. Now, I live above the Mason-Dixon line. That means the temperatures where I live oftentimes gets below 60 degrees. Some of our lovely audience right now could have mucus in their colon, fibromyalgia, which is very common. Citrus under 60 degrees can cause digestive distress. I can tell you women over 40 years old can have fibromyalgia from citrus. Something that I've learned, that's one of the reasons I've written books, because the Lord has given you wisdom, he's given me wisdom, he's given us wisdom to pass on. So this is a nugget. If you have orange juice every day and you're taking medications, you're not getting better, stop the citrus for a month. That's all I'm asking.
So even like grapefruit?
grapefruit citrus.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you talk about all of this in
the books.
Yep. In the Optimal Health, as well as the 1 minute a day to a healthier you. Get on the phone, get on the website. These are easily, readily available to our audience. Now, you're grabbing all these things. So what does that mean?
Well, it's meaning that I think that a lot of people should start just looking at ingredients. So I want you to look at the ingredients on G, which used to be known as Gatorade back when we were growing up. But now it's G. It's advanced. Nice looking bottle. Just look at the ingredients. And if you go to the American Cancer Society website, you may be surprised how many hazardous chemicals possibly could be in here. I can tell you that there's sugar in here. I know that there's other chemicals that could compromise function. I'm not telling people not to drink G. I would look at all beverages and just see what's in all beverages. We're not picking on anyone particular because it could compromise function. And this happens to be soda. It's caramel coloring. The brown could be an issue for some people, could create some digestive distress. Just become label savvy. If there's something in a label that could compromise function, you don't want to put that in your body.
Yep. And then coconut water?
Well, coconut water probably right now has gone to the forefront as probably being a healthy beverage. Once again, look at the ingredient, look at the source. But I can tell you the best beverage on the whole planet, water. Water from a pure source. And you can go to any big box store today and you can buy a purifier that costs under $200 and you can purify all the water that you want. And I must say, and kale. Kale is the new beef. It's a health food. And some really simple tips with kale. You could get the kale leaves. You can cut them, take the spine out, put a little olive oil on them, a little Celtic sea salt, put them in the oven, 300 degrees, and make some kale chips. Or you can take that kale, you can cut it up, have some onion sauteing over here with some mushrooms, put a little olive oil on the cut up kale, throw it in there for about 2 minutes. It's luscious. Throw some pine nuts on it. Walnuts, I think that people could use walnuts or pecans or pecans. It's just an extra healthy food.
Just to add to it.
Add the flavor, adds to the essence, it adds to the chew. Mm-hmm. Gives you something to satiation.
I'm so glad you're watching this because I think so many times we just think, oh, well, you know, what I do doesn't affect my health. And what you eat and what you do really affects your health. And we need to be serious because as our days are, so shall our strength be. That's Deuteronomy 30:20. And so we want to enjoy our life. And I think a lot of people think, well, you know, you get older, you have to go downhill. Really? Really? I don't believe that. I believe as you get older, if you will follow principles that are just good principles, that it will be wonderful for you. And biblical principles, keeping your mind focused that what I eat is going to have an effect on me. So I'm so glad you're watching the program. I want you to be sure that you call in and get the books because you won't remember all this. I mean, you said, oh, that program was really interesting. But if you don't get the books, it's only interesting and you lose the power of it. But when you have the book, you can go refer to it. And of course, you're going to learn more. So call in, get on our website, get the big one, get the little one, get it for people. And Dr. Bob, thank you.
Oh,
you are
pleasure.
A blessing to us always.
It's always fun.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love getting to hang out with you.
Thank you.
I always walk away and I'm like, ooh,
yes.
For my kids. I'm like, ooh, we get to have this and this
yes.
So thank you so much for investing in my family
Their
health. So again, you want to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your guide to optimal health and 1 minute to a healthier life.
Are you caught in a tug of war between pursuing a healthier lifestyle and settling for average? Did you know that you can build a better you by making a series of simple daily choices? Today, for a gift of $40 or more, you'll receive an updated edition of Dr. Bob DeMaria's Guide to Optimal Health. In this book, you'll learn 365 easy ways to change your diet, improve your sleep, and enhance your exercise. Secrets to preventing and dealing with diabetes, cancer, IBS, gallstones, menopause, headaches, and more. You'll also receive Dr. Bob's brand new 1 minute a day to a healthier you daily devotional. In these 1 minute daily devotionals, Dr. Bob offers bite-sized scriptural insights on how to improve your health and transform your life and empower you to make necessary improvements to be a good steward of the body God has given you. You'll also receive Marilyn and Sarah's new CD, A New You. Learn to release the person of peace, power, prosperity, and purpose that you were reborn to be. God wants you healthy, spirit, soul, and body. Call or click today.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. NightCare provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
The Bible says healing is the bread of the children. So today, I want you to eat some bread, bread of healing. Where do you need healing in your body? Let's believe God for that, because it really is our bread. It was purchased in the atonement. So we need to claim what the Bible says we can have. So I'm going to ask you to put your hand on any area of your body that you need healing. I love to pray for the sick. So put your hand, it's on your, you say, I have 10 things. Put your hand on top of your head. We'll just believe for everything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the word into this body that heals it, delivers it from every destruction. And in Jesus' name, I speak wholeness. Amen. Now, I believe you've received, but you need to act in faith. Don't look for your sickness. Look for your miracle and stand in faith for it. This is very important. Now, this is the way I stand. I not only stand for healing, but health. Because when I look at Jehovah Rapha, it has to do with health. And Moses received the revelation of that name, and he lived to 120. His eye didn't get dim. His natural force was not abated. Why? Because he knew that there was healing and health for him, and he lived in it. So why don't you just call in right now and say, hey, I am believing for healing in my body. Name the place, don't take a long time, and say, I am believing for health. And maybe you have a loved one on your heart who needs healing or who needs health. Then give us those names, and we're going to pray. And just say, Marilyn told me to call in today for healing and health. And we're going to stand in faith and see great miracles.